We're going to look at the book of Exodus today, and I'm going to start reading in chapter 1 and verse 8, where the Bible says, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, 'Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen, in the event of war, that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up out of the land.'" If there's one thing you can count on, it's that circumstances are going to change. The children of Israel began their existence in the land of Egypt as honored guests because of Joseph's influence with the Pharaoh. But all it took was a change of government and a few people who didn't know the history of God's people, and everything changed. All of a sudden, distinguished guests were perceived as a threat and were quickly reduced to nothing but slaves. Chances are, if you've done a little living, that you've been through a similar experience. Maybe at work, you've always been known as a valuable part of the team, but a few changes in management or a shift in technology, and all of a sudden, in spite of years of consistent accomplishment, you're yesterday's news. Or maybe it's just a matter of the years slipping by faster than you expected, and all of a sudden you find yourself faced with a generation of younger people that has no idea what you've had to live through, and frankly, couldn't care. At some point, it happens to everybody. You're faced with a Pharaoh who doesn't remember, and your circumstances suddenly change. So of course, when you've been devalued by everybody around you, the challenge is to understand why God would allow such a thing to happen. In the case of Israel, you can find a number of reasons. First of all, we know that the children of Jacob weren't supposed to stay in Egypt. They were the heirs of Abraham, who were destined for the land of promise. So it only makes sense that God would allow their circumstances to change, or else they might find Egypt so comfortable that they never had a reason to go back home. So when your circumstances change, you could view it as a reminder that ultimately, this world is not your home. You're a child of promise who has a very good reason not to feel too comfortable in this tired old world. Now, dig a little deeper into the story and you'll find another reason that God probably allowed Israel to fall into disfavor with the Pharaoh. In a world where you always exercise privilege, where you rank high on the social ladder, it's entirely possible that your personal relationship with God would begin to slide. Self-sufficient people, after all, have seldom been good at maintaining their dependence on God. Take it all away, and all you've got left is your relationship with the Creator. And sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes God takes away our crutches so that we can see very plainly just how much we really need Him. And frankly, that's why a little hardship from time to time can prove to be a better way to live.